They say scammers are impersonating toll agencies, trying to get you to click a link to steal your personal information. Shannon Abel with the ARP in Roanoke says to go straight to the official website instead.
If you've never been to the state, then you know you don't owe the toll. If you have been through a state where maybe you had to pay tolls, ARP suggests checking and reaching out in the website checkout to find the correct phone number or website address of the toll for that state and talk to them directly. Do not respond to the text message that you're getting. No legitimate toll company will send you a text message and threaten you with fines or garnishments or arrest.
AARP says scammers often use leaked data to target victims, and the best defense is better cyber hygiene. They recommend freezing your credit, using unique passwords, and reporting scams to AARP's Fraud Watch Network. Ian Price, WFIR News.